Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about food allergies and food allergy awareness. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Amanda Elhilo, Mississippi State University dietetic intern. Amanda, could you tell me why you're so passionate about food allergy awareness?
Food allergies and food allergy safety are topics that I feel are not discussed enough. I have personally seen someone go into anaphylactic shock and was part of the team who was trying to assist, and it was scary. What was also scary was that no one knew what to do besides call 911. This should never happen, and it could have cost someone their life. This is why I feel very passionate about this topic. Educating yourself on a few easy ways to help a person can easily help save a life.
That is a very touching story. I certainly understand why you want to help others and help prevent any further tragedies. So could you give me a little more of an introduction to food allergies?
The top eight foods that account for 90% of all allergy reactions are eggs, milk, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, wheat, and soy. There are two categories of food allergy reactions. You have immunoglobulin E, which is IgE-mediated, and then non-IgE-mediated. With an IgE-mediated reaction, the body's immune system makes IgE antibodies. These antibodies can then react with a certain food, producing an allergic response. With a non-IgE-mediated reaction, other parts of the body's immune system react to a particular food. This reaction will cause symptoms but does not involve an IgE antibody. It is possible for a person to have both IgE-mediated and non-IgE-mediated food allergies.
Wow, that's very interesting. So when do food allergies usually develop?
So for statistics, back in 2016, 4.2 million children 18 and under were diagnosed with food allergies in that year alone. Symptoms of food allergies start becoming noticeable in babies and in children. That being said, a person can develop a food allergy to a food they have eaten their whole life without a problem at any point, so everyone should always be on the lookout.
Gosh, it seems like food allergies affect more people than we thought. What are some symptoms of food allergies to be on the lookout for?
Symptoms can range from mild to severe to anywhere in between. Symptoms can involve the skin, the gastrointestinal tract, the cardiovascular system, and the respiratory tract. Some symptoms a person may experience are vomiting or stomach cramps, hives, shortness of breath, wheezing, repetitive coughing, shock or circulatory collapse, tight and hoarse throat with swallowing difficulty, a swollen tongue, a weak pulse, or a pale or blue skin color, or worse, anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis is the most severe reaction to an allergic reaction. It is life-threatening and can affect breathing, can cause a big drop in blood pressure, and can affect heart rate. It can occur minutes after being exposed to food allergen and must be treated quickly with an injection of epinephrine.
Well, that's really good, important information for people to be aware of. So if a person is experiencing an allergic reaction to a food, what should we do?
So if you see someone experiencing an allergic reaction to food, you need to call 911 immediately. Then you should ask if the person has their EpiPen with them, and if so, then whether or not they need help injecting it. If you need to help someone with their EpiPen injection, it is important to know where and how to inject it. All you have the person do is press the EpiPen against the person's thigh. You should then have the person lie still on their back and loosen any tight clothing and then cover them with a blanket. Do not give them anything to drink. If the person vomits or has blood in their mouth, it's important to turn them on their side so they don't choke. If they are not breathing, start CPR and continue until the ambulance arrives.
So if the person doesn't have their EpiPen, what do you do?
That's a very good question. The first thing you should try to do is see if you have any Benadryl in the house and have them take a Benadryl. But again, following the same procedures, 911 needs to be called immediately. And if they stop breathing again, you have to start CPR right away until the ambulance gets there.
And so if neither of those items, Benadryl or the EpiPen, if neither one is available, you just start CPR immediately and call 911?
Yes.
Today we've been speaking with Amanda Elhilo, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.